We had passengers on that ship who are expressing their humanity in a way that's a form of humanitarian aid. That was not the primary cargo ship. To deny that the cargo ships, which were also confiscated, didn't have things like cement, didn't have thing like wheelchairs, didn't have thing like medical supplies, is another lie. But that's just it. Israel just lies incessantly.
So why not? If you wanted to get this human aid through to the people of Gaza, why not do what they said? Dock in the port of Ashdod in Israel and allow even an Egypt or an international organization to deliver the aid?
Because it would be acting like a fool who believes that Israel has any intention of actually delivering all the aid that you're bringing. They don't allow cement in, they don't allow building supplies in, they don't allow all sorts of things to the point that you have an unemployment rate that is the highest in the world, a poverty rate that's African levels, you have children who are malnourished and anemic, you have terrible, terrible hardship. Obviously, Israel doesn't want to let all the supplies in
there. So when Israel conducts this inquiry that it is into what happened...
It's a farce and a joke, and we all know that.
Even though it has David Trimble and Ken Watkin on it, the Canadian and Northern
Ireland. Well, you discredit yourself now, David Trimble, don't you? You know?
Sorry. If they asked you, would you give them evidence?
Absolutely. I'm giving evidence right now. I have nothing to hide.
Would you go back to Israel to give them evidence?
I'm seriously considering that. Because you know what? There are thousands of political prisoners from Palestine, my brothers and sisters who I consider to be my family, who don't have the same opportunity that I do. They don't have that shining light on me. They don't have BBC interviewing me. Yet they're sitting there in prison, not having access to their family, and they're my brothers and sisters. So I'm thinking about it very, very seriously, even though I know there is no justice in Israel.
Do you fear for your life? You've talked about the fact that you might be on
I believe hit list. I believe in what Malcolm X said. When he was asked, what is the price for freedom? Malcolm said, the price for freedom is death. And if you're not willing to pay that price, then don't use that word in your vocabulary.
And did you think you were going to die? Did you think when you were going to die when you were on the Mavi Marmara?
No, I thought we need to defend this ship. We need to succeed in this mission. We need to end this blockade. That was what was running through my thoughts.
You used to be a U.S. Marine. You've moved quite a long way from that.
Thank God for that.
You burned your American passport.
I renounced my U.S. citizenship formally because I do not agree to the terms of citizenship. I refuse to pay into a tax system that's being used to commit mass murder, war crimes, and crimes against humanity.
Your anger. How will you use it next?
Based on love, and that's why I do what I do.
How will you use it next? What will you do next?
I've been involved in a project called Aloha Palestine, a social enterprise intending to do safe trade with Gaza, to bring in items counter to what Israel is getting from Britain and the United States, weapons of mass destruction, small arms and things like that, to bring in safe trade items such as things that are needed for the civilian population to live a decent life. And that is a problem that we need to address in this world, is the absolute lack of the Palestinian people to exercise self-determination. And living on aid is not the answer. So my focus is trade. And if I can't be the director of that company...
What about the other side? Because a lot is focused on the import, getting stuff into Gaza. Surely the best thing for the Gazan people would be to allow to export all that they do.
Yeah, and they have millions of carnations that they could be exporting, and they feed it to livestock because it's not allowed out.
So,
is that a security measure from
Israel?
So
what do you do
well?
Next? Is it another trip on a ship in to try to break the naval blockade, which will stay?
You know, I have a family. I'm a father. I have a beautiful son, a beautiful wife, and I have some responsibility to them. But I have a greater responsibility to the world that I live in. I don't know that it's possible for me to not be on the next flotilla. And I'd really like to say publicly right now, Hugo Chavez, you need to be on that flotilla. Nelson Mandela, if you can possibly do it, you need to be on that flotilla. Anyone who's serious, who has any real influence in this world, who really cares about justice, you need to be on that flotilla. We will end this blockade, and that's where I intend to be, on that next flotilla.
The chances of any of them going on that flotilla presumably were reduced when there was violence. Do you feel in any way responsible on the behalf of those on the ship for the violence that came from it?
I feel responsible for defending that ship and the mission, which was intended to protect innocent civilians who are being collectively punished in a policy which would only be considered insane by any thinking, compassionate person.
So it was worth it?
It was absolutely worth it. We need to do it again.
Ken O'Keefe, thank you for coming on Hard Talk.
Thank you.